This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. They would go on to win 16-3. We'll get more into the Rangers as the show goes along, but we do get this very important question from the 214. Kevin, will there be a dad joke segment to celebrate Father's Day? Jacob, do you think there should be?
You know, Alex warned me about this. I think we could dabble.
All right, here's my first one for you. Why was Noah not a good fisherman?
Because he's your son and he's two and he can't read.
No, that's fair.
No.
He can only catch two fish. Speaking of fish, what do you call a fish with no eyes? A fish.
Okay.
All right.
I actually don't hate that one.
Sex.
Okay. I hope Bobby posts that clip. There is an amazing clip out in the world that y'all really need to see, but I'll wait until he decides to post it up into the world. Right now, give me the intro. Let's do a little deal breaker. It's time for the return of Deal Breaker. So our question here, 877-881-1053, what are your relationship deal breakers? Or perhaps you were presented with one that you did not anticipate and it made you realize really quickly that was a deal breaker. What we'll try to do.
It's been a while.
It's
been a while.
I'm almost 20 years into marriage, so I don't remember what was deal breakers for me back in the day.
Did she have any qualities that you thought would be a deal breaker? And you're like, no, but
I just kind of deal with it now.
Okay.
You know, it's a deal with it situation.
So what we'll try to do is we'll try to work in Cowboys minicamp notes as well. Oh, no. From the 469. All right, Kevin, I'm checking out the other stations now.
Oh, man, there are no other stations. So
that's
good luck.
That's a good point. How does a penguin build a house?
It glues it together.
That is correct.
You know what? I'm just going to start ruining all of these jokes. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
I'm going to deal break you.
Would you?
Deal breaker. Dad jokes.
So my deal breaker. Oh, man.
Ladies, do you like the dad jokes? Is that something that.
See? And this is the beautiful part of the stage in my life.
She thinks they're hilarious.
I am gainfully employed. I own a house and I have a wife. I don't need to impress the ladies.
A wife who has to listen to you.
Yeah. And that's kind of her sense of humor. Like,
Adrienne's the same. She loves dad jokes.
Jacob, I'll test out one of her favorite dad jokes with you. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded?
I did not.
All that was left was debris. Now,
that was a good response.
A dad joke. You know what? And she couldn't tell the joke because she would laugh every time she did the setup, even though it was supposedly a sad situation about a non-existent cheese factory explosion. All right. Cowboys minicamp and deal breaker. We'll go back and forth on all of these things. Hopefully that is acceptable for you guys. Do you like hearing that George Pickens is getting more and more comfortable, or do you think that is an obligatory report that they would have put even if he didn't look like he was becoming more comfortable?
This is not a deal breaker. I think that George, I do believe it. And I believe what Dak's saying too. I do like the quote, let somebody else show you who they are.
Yes.
Instead of listening to what other people say they are, because they might surprise you. That's happened many times where I've been like, that guy isn't as bad as people have always said that he was. Kyrie, actually, whatever you thought of him before, in Dallas, he's been great. So let him make his own story up. So until he proves otherwise and seeing that he is actually like in this offense performing well, I've seen some really good things out of this so far. I think this is exciting, not a deal breaker.
Yeah, and you could have reports like from Washington where you've got Debo Samuel being fat, right?
I know Sean and RJ actually went pretty in depth on that. I was like, poor Debo.
I was trying to think of a good nickname, like Threebo, because he's bigger. You know, just trying to make it larger. Man. And we had him for Luca for years, right?
So hurtful.
Very, very nosebleeds, very Zach and Eric there. Okay. But no, you would much rather hear these reports, whether they're real or not, than hear the reports that he looks out of shape, he doesn't look comfortable, anything like that. 100% not a deal breaker. This is what you want to hear.
Now,
isn't Haribo the gummy bears?
Haribo. Yeah.
Haribo.
Those
Haribo
are so good. Haribo, the little Coca-Cola ones are like the best.
But apparently not the non-sugar ones. They'll make you wish you never ate candy again.
Because of the runs?
I don't, maybe. From the 214, deal breaker, single mom with kids from multiple dads. All right, Jacob, you're not married, are you?
I am not, no.
Okay, so Jacob and Carter, what do you think, would that be a deal breaker for you? And there's a great line from King of the Hill that I always thought was so funny, as Dale goes, you can get a great bargain if you go with a single mom. And I always just thought that
is it
was
a
the
great bargain though?
Line.
Because you got to take care of the kids.
No, that's true. So for
they all got to go to showbiz.
The pizza place?
Yeah, it's okay. Old line from Kanye. Gold digger. Remember
deal
that song?
Breaker. They still quote Kanye.
Right.
Oh, that's a loaded question.
A single mom with kids from multiple dads be a deal breaker for you guys?
I'll say yes. Because then I feel like I'm also a bad decision, because it seems like there's been several bad decisions made before me and I don't want to be the next one.
Okay,
so,
that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
One kid, I think, from one other person, I think that's much different. But
sure.
if you add multiples, then we have problems.
See, I was on board at first, and then you said multiple kids from multiple dads.
Yeah.
And I think I'm kind of with Carter. If it was multiple kids from one dad, it would probably be hesitant, but okay. She'd have to still be willing to have another kid, because I need to extend my bloodline as the final son in my family. So
it's fascinating, yeah. The discussion of people carrying on their bloodlines, even though it's not 500 years ago. So I get you. All right. Deal.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Breaker. Crusty elbows from the 817.
Oh, man.
Are you guys elbow people or maybe crusty feet, toes? I don't know why I didn't just say toes.
That's a deal breaker. You guys had that guy on at the Super Bowl who was a big weenus cream guy, right? You know, there's stuff to help out with that. So
I remember him.
He was a former NFL lineman, I want to say.
Look, man, the plethora of things people are selling at the Super Bowl is...
But the point being is if you have that as an issue...
The weenus is that part of your elbow, right?
Yeah, it's right there on the edge.
Just wanted to make sure that we weren't talking about, you know, Kevin gets all offended when we talk about the quarterback in Atlanta.
It's not Wenix, it's weenus, Kevin. But there are things to fix that. So yes, that would be a deal breaker because if you have the method to change that and you're not doing it, I have questions.
Are you guys excited from the reports from Cowboys minicamp that the Dak Prescott to Jake Ferguson seam throw is back? Or the fact that he's still not allowed to take contact. You're like, that's great. You can make a throw when no one's bothering.
Yeah, not a deal breaker right now.
that doesn't have to be. Okay.
I'm trying to figure this segment out, Kevin. But I like it. That's what I'll say. Still trying to figure it out, but I like it. It's an important play. You know, a lot of people were asking about Spanford getting more of the first team reps.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the situation's if it's going to be different this year. But seeing Ferguson get that opportunity to have that play back in the mix, I like seeing that.
And the team needs it if they want to be successful this year. That was such a huge part in 2023 when you had basically the best offense in football.
Yes.
It goes away last year and you see just how much they struggle. So it's good to hear, but it's also underwear Olympics right now.
Right.
So I'm not buying in on that until I see it in week one.
And so that feeds into the next one as well. Kair Elam has had at least one pass breakup every time the media has been allowed to observe practice. How do you balance that versus why can't we complete our passes? Because that's what I always
think. Sounds like our quarterbacks are having a problem.
I struggle with that in spring training
as well. When you're playing the opposite team is when I really take it seriously. If Dak's out there and it looks really, really bad, then he has a really good start to the season. What was he working on?
Yeah.
You know, was he working on something or what was going on there? So I do have a lot of questions of what things are happening in training camp.
Well, with Dak, this is his 9th or 10th year, right?
Yeah.
Like I know what to expect from him at this point. That is insanity that this is already his 10th season, but I know what to expect from him. So I think I could buy more out of Elam or any of like Kenneth Murray, any of the new guys, if they're making plays in a new system, as opposed to like Dak, I know what I'm going to get from him. I don't know what I'm going to get from these guys. So I can get a little more encouraged during the underwear Olympics. I do want to specify this is nothing super important in the long run in my mind, but I can take a little more from that than I would from Dak having a poor day.
Now, is it a deal breaker? Gents, I want to look at you two, Carter and Jacob.
Single father of none over here.
Either they have long nose hair, as somebody texted in, or they have that faint hint of a mustache. Is that a deal breaker for you, or do you have the guts to bring it up that you have a mustache?
I actually would like to step in on this conversation. In high school, I was making out with a girl, and it felt like I was rubbing up against...
yourself?
Something, yeah.
After he hadn't shaved for a couple of days.
And and then we broke up.
Because you didn't have the guts to mention it.
Did you stop mid-makeout and like break up with her there?
We finished.
And you had a bunch of beard burn for the next couple of days.
So we completed the...
It's the love of the game right there.
And then I was like... It took about 3 weeks after, because I still was trying to figure out the right way to do it.
Because you kind of liked it. You wanted to feel it again.
And I knew she was, and we didn't kiss after that. I avoided situations.
You were telling her by not telling her.
Yeah. And then eventually I was just like, look, it's not going to work.
Personal hygiene, I think, is pretty important. I think that would be a deal breaker for me.
What if they don't know? They're like this little, they just didn't notice this little hairs are coming in.
You know, I can be pretty straightforward with some things like that. So if I tell them that and it comes across as rude, but they don't immediately just think I'm an a-hole, like I probably am.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there. But I think we live in a society where we're pretty quick to judge. So I might just judge that and say, you know what? It's time to move on.
I think I could move past some nose hair because I prefer my women to be shorter than me anyways. So if I'm not, you know, looking up at them, you'll probably not see it. But I don't know if I can move past a mustache. I'm going to say deal breaker.
This is a hurtful nickname that somebody sent in. Debo Hamuel.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good.
That's a good one.
Hurtful. Are you guys excited? Do you care that Micah Parsons has been taking part in some of the drills at mandatory minicamp? And when he hasn't, he's been helping coach some of the players up.
Yeah, this isn't a deal breaker either. I'm really happy that he is at least doing the mental hurdles of this.
Yeah.
And as Carter just said, it really doesn't matter what physically they are doing. And he's protecting his own body. Sure. But I do need him to understand the concepts and the plans and the concepts of plans. I need those things to matter to him. So I do like seeing that. Not a deal breaker.
Concepts of a plan are important.
Is it a deal breaker from the 214 chewing with your mouth open?
Yes, 100%. Oh. If I could come up with a bottom five, just of everything that I don't like across every whatever, chewing with your mouth open is a top 3-1. I don't know where it would be in there, but it's definitely top three. So I'll just say top, bottom five, bottom whatever, chewing your mouth open. Don't do it. You look like a barnyard animal. We're better than that. Come on, guys.
Okay. Well, there's your addition.
Somebody said
Cowboys
deep
minicamp.
Bowl Samuel. He just sits down and pours all the Cheerios into the bowl because it's a deep bowl.
Oh, like man.
It. It's a big like cooking dish.
From the 817. Deal breaker, women named Jennifer. Do you have a specific name that you've ever had like a really bad experience with and you're like, I'm out on that name now.
No,
sorry.
But the name Claudia, I told you the other day. The
what
name
if it's
Claudia
pronounced Claudia?
No, it's got to be Claudia. For okay. whatever reason, it's always been a thing.
If I see a name of someone who I've been on a date with before, I'll think, and then probably move on. Now, okay. I've double dipped once and it didn't go anywhere. So now that name is completely off the table.
Ooh, okay. Excellent edition of Cowboys Minicamp Deal Breaker. I guess we'll do that again next year, maybe. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here.
Not a deal breaker.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Patches? We don't need no stinking patches. Next on The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.